This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. President Bush travels to Chicago today, where he is expected to announce new airline security measures. The president says one of the keys to reviving the nation's economy is the vitality of the airline industry. Only one of the nation's airports remains closed since terrorists hijacked four airliners and crashed them into the Pentagon, the World Trade Center, and a rural site in Pennsylvania. Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport opened 60 years ago, and local leaders are pressuring the government to reopen it, NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
It sits there, empty and deserted, on the bank of the Potomac River. The Capitol Dome is clearly visible from the sparkling four-year-old terminal, as are the Washington Monument and the Jefferson Memorial. It is, of course, its proximity to these symbols of Washington, as well as the Pentagon and the White House itself, that keeps Reagan National Airport closed. The continued shutdown is beginning to take its toll. Some 4,000 people who work at the airport, from sales clerks and waitresses at the terminal shop and restaurants to parking attendants and employees of the Regional Airport Authority, have been laid off. Standing at a podium in the vacant terminal, Washington Mayor Anthony Williams pointed to a locked airport newsstand.
I bet you if you looked at that W.H. Smith News and Gifts, you'd probably look in there and you'd see magazines from September 11th, newspapers from September 11th. This is like Twilight Zone. Everything has been freezed in this magnificent new monument to commerce and free exchange. Everything has been freeze for the last couple of weeks, and I think that speaks volumes. It speaks more powerfully than any of us ever could about the impact we're talking about.
Williams spoke at a rally called by politicians from Washington and the surrounding suburbs, urging the government to reopen the airport. Some 45,000 passengers a day used National. The airport generated some $5 billion a year in economic activity. Democratic Congressman Jim Moran's Virginia district encompasses the airport.
This country recognizes that while the terrorists were able to bring about the loss of nearly 7,000 lives, we can't allow them to bring about the loss of tens of thousands of livelihoods.
The state of Virginia has set up a special unemployment benefits office in one part of the terminal to help those who have lost their jobs because of the closing. Ahmed, who asked that his last name not be used, works at the airport. He still has his job, but has friends who have lost theirs, and he is worried.
I feel sorry for them, especially now. I just finished talking to my friend. I remodeled my house, car payment and everything. I didn't know what I'm going to do if I get laid off. Employment, I don't believe we just go collect unemployment. You know, I got to work, I have to do something.
A delegation, including the mayor and Washington, D.C. delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton, met with White House officials yesterday. It is the National Security Agency and the Secret Service that are reportedly keeping the airport closed because of fears another terrorist might hijack a plane taking off from National. White House spokesman Ari Fleischer said yesterday the president is keenly aware of the harmful impact closing the airport has had on the region's economy. Congressman Moran didn't rule out legislation to force the airport to reopen, but said it would take time and that an executive order would be much better. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.